again to another Lakeland Caribbean Sun. My name is Iowa, and with me in studio this afternoon is my backer, yeah. C4 Sound System.
We're ready.
All right, quickly, let me inform you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA, at RCISaintLucia.com. Tell Iowa at RCISaintLucia.com. Also, one thing I want to say to you before I move on is that, you know, we just ask you to be patient. We will get to all our letlands, all. So just be patient, okay, people? No need to write back and say, hey, I don't. We will get to all. And thank you for writing. Now, again, it's Tell Iowa at RCISaintLucia.com. And believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your situation right here on the program Lakeland RCA Month. Lakeland is rated E for everybody. So be very careful with your contribution. You can be passionate. You can quarrel. You do not have to agree with us, but we want to hear from you. But keep it clean. It is rated E for everybody. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever device you're listening to us on. Turn it down when you're calling. We want to hear you loud and clear. The number you need to dial is 4523046. 4523046. 1758 4523046. This afternoon, it is a lady who has written, folks, and let me get into her letter. Her letter reads, I had a little moment of weakness. It's about 5 months into my new relationship, and I knew my boyfriend long before, but it's almost 5 months since we've been living together. My boyfriend is a very caring person, but of late, his behavior has me thinking, is this what I want? I'm finding out now that he can be very controlling. I slept with my ex.
What?
Yeah, that's what she said. I slept with my ex, and I am not too happy that I did. My ex and I spent 7 years together. I went to do something for his mom, with whom I am still very close to, and it happened. I was in familiar territory, so I felt it difficult to resist. I used to be there almost every day. So it happened, and I have regretted it, because even if my ex says he still loved me, I don't trust him. He used to sleep around to the point where he got this other girl pregnant. I was so mad at him, that had mashed me up. And that girl used to rub that pregnancy in my face. She was all over social media talking about her baby and her baby daddy. She had even posted a picture of him at one time. And she knew my ex was in a relationship with me at the time. I just could not deal with it. I did not want to be around him, so I left. However, my present boyfriend is not letting it go. I've apologized for what happened, but that is not enough for him. Although I was the one who told him that I had slept with my ex, I didn't want him to find out from anyone else. Then he tried to tell me that he already knew and he was monitoring me, which I don't believe. After I told him, things have not been the same, making me regret that I said anything to him. Since he said he already knew, I should have kept my mouth shut. Well, I try to do things to show him that I am willing to make it right. Like currently, I have cut back on my social life. I don't go out as much. I mean, I want him to see that I am really sorry so we can move forward, or move on. But I was on my phone talking to a friend, and he got really upset that he was calling me. And I didn't take him on. Mm-mm. But it was the way he was calling me, like I'm his child. I find he was disrespectful. Then he kept accusing me of talking to my man. He tried to grab my phone because he wanted to talk to the person to see who it was. I'm trying, but I don't know how much more I can take. The thing is, I could have given him the phone because it was a girlfriend. But then we got into this argument and he kept accusing me about his man I talking to, and I have man on him. I was actually talking to my ex's sister, but he was behaving like an... So why is he shouting at me? Either my boyfriend wants me to bring him at my ex home. Here we go. My boyfriend wants me to bring him at my ex home and then for me to tell my ex in front of him to stop calling or texting me. That's young people. What's this young people? I could not believe what I heard. I mean, how can he ask me to do something like that? Just so? The truth is, my ex is still my friend. His sister, his mother, and I have a solid relationship. These people have done nothing wrong. I mean, why? I think it is embarrassing to bring my boyfriend to my ex's home and tell my ex stop contacting me. I think my boyfriend has a serious problem. As it stands, my ex hardly contacts me. He says hi to check on me every now and then. He says hi to check on me every now and then, but that is it. It is bothering me that my boyfriend is asking me to bring him at my ex's home. Or if I love him, I won't have a problem to do it. I have given this so much thought. I have cried so much. And there is so much I have done just to please him. But tell me, is this really necessary? If I do it, will he stop? I just want things to go back to normal so we can live peacefully. My best friend told me to leave him. Is that what's best for me? Should I leave him? Will he ever forgive me and forget about it? Let me read that one more time before you call us at 452-3046. At a moment of weakness, it's about 5 months into my new relationship. I knew my boyfriend long before, but it's almost 5 months since we've been living together. My boyfriend is a very caring person, but of late, his behavior has me thinking, is this what I want? I'm finding out now that he can be very controlling. I once slept with my ex, and I am not too happy that I did. My ex and I spent 7 years together. I went to do something for his mom, with whom I am still very close to, and it happened. I was in familiar territory, so I felt it difficult to resist. Wow! I used to be there almost every day. So it happened. And I have regretted it because even if my ex says he still loves me, your ex says he still loves you, I don't trust him. He used to sleep around to the point where he got this other girl pregnant. I was so mad at him. That had mashed me up. And that girl used to rub that pregnancy in my face. She was all over social media talking about her baby and her baby daddy. She had even posted a picture of him at one time. And she knew my ex was in a relationship with me at the time. I just could not deal with it. I did not want to be around him, so I left. However, my present boyfriend is not letting go. I have apologized for what happened. But that is not enough for him. Although I was the one who told him that I had slept with my ex, I didn't want him to find out from anyone else. Then he tried and tell me that he already knew and he was monitoring me, which I don't believe. After I told him, things have not been the same, making me regret that I said anything to him. Since he said he already knew, I should have kept my mouth shut. I try to do things to show him that I am willing to make it right. Like currently, I've cut back on my social life. I don't go out as much. I mean, I want him to see that I am really sorry so we can move on. But I was on my phone talking to a friend and he got really upset that he was calling me and I didn't take him on. But it was the way he was calling me, like I'm his child. I find he was disrespectful. Then he kept on accusing me of talking to my man. He tried to grab my phone because he wanted to talk to the person to see who it was. Let's see. I'm trying, but I don't know how much more I can take. The thing is, I could have given him the phone because it was a girlfriend. But then we got into this argument and he kept accusing me about his man I'm talking to and I have man on him. I was actually talking to my ex's sister. But he was behaving like a toot, toot. Why is he shouting at me? I want my boyfriend wants me to bring him at my ex home and then for me to tell my ex in front of him, stop calling or texting me. I could not believe what I heard. I mean, how can he ask me to do something like that? Just so the truth is, my ex is still my friend. His sister, his mother, and I have a solid relationship. These people have done nothing wrong. I mean, why? I think it is embarrassing to bring my boyfriend to my ex's home and tell my ex, stop contacting me. I think my boyfriend had a serious problem. And as it stands, my ex hardly contacts me. I mean, he says hi to check on me every now and then, but that is it. It is bothering me that my boyfriend is asking me to bring him at my ex's home. Or if I love him, I won't have a problem to do it. Well, do you love him, my girl? Do you love him? I have given this so much thought. I've cried so much. And there is so much I have done just to please him. But tell me, is this really necessary? If I do it, will he stop? I just want things to go back to normal so we can live peacefully. My best friend told me to leave him. Is that what's best for me? Should I leave him? Will he ever forgive me and forget about it? Well, all right. Let's go to the phones at 452-3046. Let's take our very first call. Good afternoon. Lekla on
Good afternoon, Timaus. Yay!
Hey, hey! How you doing, Kwan? Are you safe, right? You okay? Is it raining, Mayo?
I'm okay.
Is it raining, Mayo?
I'm not yet, but I'm in the chill.
All right, Kwan. Go ahead with your contribution. Let's hear your take.
Okay, I'm going to start with the ex. Right, sir? The ex is an ex for a reason.
Tell her that again, man.
I understand the situation. I understand the whole point. When an ex, you know, you're end on bad terms or good terms. But the fact that the man literally got an other woman pregnant, that is the reason you all broke up. That's a heartbreaking thing. They were together, you got a woman
That's
pregnant.
That's a hard blow.
And yet still a girl was provoking you with the pregnant.
And you go back there?
How the hell are you going back there, right? The F. I thought you crazy? You
Is mad
in your head?
Is she crazy?
You go after that man literally. Oh, come on, that's bullshit.
Cora,
you go back you want to come and say he was at a weak point.
Yeah, shut up.
I didn't say to get best with your ex family, because I know that you're also still. But come on, leave the guy alone. I'm at a weak point, my foot.
But Cora, she said she was in a familiar place. In a familiar
place. That's no excuse, Iowa.
That
doesn't even make no sense.
She used to be
the boy might have called you to do something for all you do. You to do it for
and you go. Right.
That's all.
All right. So, Kola, here's the question.
Now, what question? Give it to me.
Should she bring the man there?
No, we're not even there yet. I don't finish yet.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, you do your business. You with your boyfriend for 5 months. What you going to tell the man, right?
What do you mean?
Right, sir, you have nothing to tell the man. You're not talking too much.
What kind of thing is that?
I even butted you.
She said at a weak point. She said she did it. She did it, and now she regrets it. But why you going to tell the man anything? Obviously, you won't tell the man that will cause problem.
Kola,
no man will want to hear the woman for next month.
Kola, you
the
are doing so well.
The man imagining seeing his woman. What position that man giving his woman there, boy? That's the problem.
Kola, you were doing so well, and all of a sudden you just derail. You just
but
I actually had no reason to tell a guy anything, because that's putting problem.
Kola, it was weighing heavy on a conscience.
It was weighing heavy?
On a conscience.
All she had to
it
do was to
kneel
down and ask God to forgive her. That's all she needed to do. Don't tell that man anything. Now look at that. It's rocky now. The man chopped that in her face 24/7. That's nonsense, guys, sir. She had put herself in that situation.
She had
nothing to tell the guy. You did it. You're at a weak point. So you claim? You shouldn't have said anything. Leave it as it. Go to your grave with that.
What?
Because it doesn't... Listen, it wasn't a continuous because she said she regrets. But you shouldn't have gone to tell the man anything.
Hold on. She should have. She did the right thing. Listen to me.
She jeopardizing her relationship for something she does, like a little fling. Look, now the guy is causing problem at home. That making sense?
Kola, she did the right thing.
She did the right thing, seriously.
Kola,
did the right thing. She by telling him. And now that she has got a peace of mind, always a problem. The man
said,
to tell the girl to bring him at the expo on the ward body.
Kola, that is the consequences.
Right, sir, you need to just leave that 5 months or give it some time. Take some time out. She did state that he found out that he's very controlling. He is controlling the man bring you by
it
the
sounds,
ex home.
Yeah.
That's madness. See how you are. Hmm. Men just do that nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know why they want to do that. Bring you by
but
the man home.
Good,
and then for you
the
first
man
to tell him.
Men that are controlling are nothing good. So that doesn't look like a good relationship for you on whole. So just leave that alone. A woman, 5 months, I don't understand. That's just February. Let that go, right? So let that go.
Hey, so
she said she don't have a peace of mind now. Her head hurts. What the hell? Just so, so many men they have. You get somebody better than that.
Hey, do you think she still likes the ex, her ex-boyfriend?
Oh, boy.
I think she's still liking me. Maybe I think that's a liking for him because...
It could be she having a liking for him. Like, because it doesn't look like the guy is the child murderer. So maybe he can just get his way back to the girl.
Question. Will he ever forgive her? Can they work this out, Cora?
No, Iwa. But you know that men doesn't forgive us when we go on cheat. Iwa, you know that. Because when you see us, you're seeing them. The person is
cheating.
You know that.
I know very well, my girl. I know very well.
Know very well you will not forgive her. It will be a constant thing, until one day maybe she might just blow up. You can get into an argument by fighting. So I think she should just let go of that.
But why she did it in the first? I can't understand that. 5 months, that's a new relationship.
Yes. And maybe the guy said, well, maybe she's talking to that girl. She needs to, stop it.
She needs to stop it?
Yeah, stop it. Stop making the ex put shit in the next. Again, they may be speaking over the phone or maybe texting. Maybe he might be saying something to do. So don't let that get into her.
So you said ban him completely, don't talk to him because according
to... Yeah, don't talk to him, but she has no business with the ex. She was already hurt by the ex, so why put her under that?
There's still a relationship between...
Yeah, the sibling, his mother, nothing.
Yes. So she can maintain that relationship.
Yeah. But
ban the ex-boyfriend. Don't talk to me.
And ban the man she with there because it would not...
What do you mean? That's
it wouldn't work out
right. But let me tell you, see, again, every Wednesday I keep on telling that you need to take our feelings into consideration. Yes, the man start to behave like, you know, but we can't really blame him for that caller.
Nah,
yes, of course I don't blame the man for asking
So why just leave him just so? Caller, listen to me. Caller, why not encourage her to really make it right? You know, get his man, try to do some... Although she's saying in the letter that she is doing stuff to try to make things right, to get him...
Exactly, but the man, it's not an easy thing for you.
Trust me, it's not, huh? But so, it can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah, she needs to show him that.
I guess she knows her man, so she should know if it can work or if it can't work. But from what I'm hearing there, it doesn't look so.
Is that going to work?
No.
Hey, what the best
friend? Do not... I thought you already... You are looking stupid. Don't make yourself look more stupid by bringing the man to your ex house.
Now, Kuala, to me, I wanted to bring him in.
Just to you for what?
Bring him in and sell it. Sell him, man. Tell your ex. Let me tell you something, son. Do papi show.
Listen. Look the man. She's at fault. She's at fault, so all she needs to do now is to make it up.
Now that I've said that, I think that's what she should do. Let me tell you something.
Introduce
the new boyfriend.
What is that man having in the house there one time? I want to make sense.
Listen
to me. That's no problem.
Kola, we're going to do things cordially. Listen, that's how it should be done.
Listen to me.
You introduce...
Well, what men have to do? You're going to bring us women to your ex-woman house or your Jabal's house?
Kola, listen to me. Well, listen to me. She has
They're not making no sense. Woman, don't bring no man nowhere.
Oh, my God.
You apologize to the man. You try making sure that you're very sorry, making sure that you're willing
That's not
to
enough.
Work things out. That if the man wants to accept it right there, kick the man in his behind and go. Because you're already... You created the problem.
Yeah,
so
but that's not enough.
Don't make the man walk on you again. Just forget about the man. All
right, Kola.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey!
Thank you. You've been awesome as usual. I'm saying it. Maybe what she can do is introduce the boyfriend to the ex and say, hello, this is my boyfriend. His name is Rankin, and so he has a problem with you contacting me. I know we are still friends and so on, you know, but he does not like it. You got to make the man feel.
Yeah, because what happened is that the trust is already broken.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Let us hear you on the air.
Hey, Rankin. What
you
said,
Papa? Yeah, my brother, man. What you saying? Let me hear from you. What's your take,
bro? I'm not going to say too much. All I'm going to say is that, for me, once you cheat, you're gone. I don't want to hear nothing about you by the fellas.
Real caller? So once they cheat on you, you finish with them?
Yeah, man. In this world, people are too easily fooled and easily manipulated. There's no discipline. There's no focus.
Yeah.
You know, there's no love. I mean, you tell me you have a guy and you go by your ex-mother and the guy happened to reach there, the ex happened to reach there or wherever you reach and then you're feeling like as if you're home. Feeling as if that place is familiar.
Things happen. Yeah.
Man, people have to be more responsible than that. People have no responsibility.
She called it a moment of weakness. That's what she called it. Yeah,
a moment of weakness. My brother, that woman must have had many moments of weaknesses. For me, once you find yourself in that situation and. I mean, most times when you see it coming, you run. You see, you're going to something going to happen to them and make a move. Don't stay there and enjoy yourself and then come in to me. You know, I slept with my ex and sorry. And I have that kind of
foolishness. So, Connor, are you saying that she should just move as she cheated?
I'm saying that from the time you tell the guy, you know, what happened, the guy should just say, well, stay where you are, my brother. Stay where you are, my sister. Take your thing and go there.
Right, so that is advice to the guy. See, that happens
to you. Tell the guy, go back where she coming from, man. Yeah, man.
So, the caller before you did say that, boy, men do forgive easily, you know, when it comes to these things. I guess that's how you feel, right?
No, Iwa, for me, Golden Dragon, I forgive you well, but may I want you again? Simple as that. Man.
Thank you very much, my brother, for your contribution.
Okay, my brother.
Thank you. 4523046. The number is 4523046. We want to hear from you on this afternoon's Let Lao. What are your thoughts? What do you think? The best friend told her to just leave mate. He's controlling. Good afternoon. Let Lao and see how you're on here.
From the time the girl tell the man not it almost feels like a weakness, but I the man I not staying.
You're not staying, Papa?
No.
So the caller was right then, Gasa. Fellas, we are forgiving at all. We are taking.
My brother, anytime a woman cheats, the only thing you see is, and father is the person eating well.
Yeah.
The only thing you're thinking about is.
Is that?
How that person doing that on somebody else.
See?
Wow. Now, the next thing is, I believe that the man, like the 5 month youth, I believe that man get the girl because the girl was going through a breakup. You know? According to the partner from down the road, a shoulder to cry on is a.
Yeah,
I feel like what that make him get the woman. But the woman is over the ex yet. Because if you over somebody, you're not going to put yourself in kind of vulnerable position. You reach there, they know where you're weak spot.
Well, I heard what the man say. The man say, bring him in front of the ex, man.
That is belittling. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's a big answer.
I will bring you. So you will bring me at the X and say what?
But Kola, here's another question. Would you want to see who the person is?
Sorry?
Would you like to see who the individual is?
I don't want to see. I don't want to hear. If the girl wants to stay, she could stay. Because, like I tell you, it's probably the only thing I could
see. Let me ask you another question. Why not see for one partner? Why not want to see who the person is?
I'm not any property.
Why wouldn't you want to see who the individual is?
But it's not making no sense. Because I may forgive you, but I'll never forget what happened. You understand? So it's not making sense for you to go and show me. Show me what?
Kona, forgive me, but here's another question. Why is it that the ladies are able to forgive us?
Yeah, because them people, you see, what happened is, them people, I feel God give them a heart of gold. The rib, God, take it closer to the heart. Mine not so, the rest so our.
So, partner, we are wired like that, fellas.
No. All right, listen. Tell if the tables turn now, Iwa. Do you think that if I go to my girl and I tell my girl I cheat on her with my ex and, you know, I'm really sorry and whatever, do you believe the girl going to believe that?
She won't?
Well, she might believe it, but like I tell you, it's because the real closer to the heart. But then, it's just waiting for, that's the kind of wounds waiting for it to open. Because any little problem,
yeah,
any little problem that rises in the house, they're going to bring that up. That must come up.
Yeah, which is exactly what is happening in a relationship.
And I believe the girl should just finish that whole relationship, because the relationship, it don't have any trust in it. And if you don't have any trust, it's not going to go far.
Yep.
That's how I see it. That's my take.
All right. Thank you very much, my brother, man. Thank you. You were awesome. You were awesome. 4523046 is the number to call. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Lockdown on CI, you on here?
Yeah, big up, Iowa. Big up, CI.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be very short.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Man is man. Gaza, let me tell you something. I have nothing to say to the writer. All I have to say is the gentleman, I said, let's pack up and go on. Forget about that game. Shoot up.
Yeah. Okay. All right, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. Pack up and leave. Forget about this girl. So, she was right. The caller was right. Fellas, we're not forgiving. We're not forgiving. We hear all the time on Letla. How the ladies, boy, Iowa, we try. And we take. And we take. And we take. And we take. You know, Asifa?
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah. That's how they explain it in Iowa. And then when you see, we get silent. Oh, yo. Good afternoon. Letla, now I see how you on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for calling.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Yeah, go ahead, caller. Go ahead, we're here.
Yes, you know what? I agree with what some of your callers are saying. When it comes to being in a relationship with somebody and that person hurts you, you tend to want to hurt that person back.
Yes.
So I think what she did, she didn't truly leave her boyfriend. I think she just wanted to hurt him by going with somebody else.
Yes. Oh.
And that's not the way to go about in a relationship. That's not the way to go about it, basically. So you want to leave your boyfriend, but then you left him, and then you went over and you slept with him. That doesn't make any sense. Now, some of your callers are claiming, I'm just going to leave. She should leave.
Yeah.
But in a relationship, we all pass judgment when we're not in the situation. And sometimes when this happens to us, we don't leave at all. We tolerate all the nonsense.
The ladies do that. It's quite evident, according to what the calls we're getting this afternoon. It's only ladies do that. The fellas don't tolerate that thing. The fellas say, if you cheat, they're going to let you go.
But some women do it too. Some women do it. Some women stay there with the men. Some men stay with the women also. So unless we're in the situation, we cannot pass judgment. That's basically what I'm saying.
We cannot say exactly what we would do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because we're not in the situation.
Right.
But I think she needs to take some time out and figure out what she wants in her life, whether she wants to go back with the ex or be with that person. I am not saying the guy should wait for her until she finally makes that decision, but I don't think that the relationship is right for her right now.
Okay, Kwana, do you think she should bring the boyfriend to the ex?
No, I don't think she should. Because what is it going to do? Is it going to make him feel better? Is it going to make him not have that picture in his mind, like they were sleeping together, and forget about it? No.
If it will make him feel better, should she do it?
I don't think it's going to make him feel better. It's not going to make him feel better. What is it going to prove? That this is the man that slept with my girlfriend?
No, Kola, I think...
Oh, is he looking better than me? What does he have that's better than me?
Hear what I was saying. I was saying she need to bring the boyfriend to the ex, right? Since that is what he wants. Bring him and then tell the ex-boyfriend, look, this is my boyfriend. This is the guy I'm currently with. I no longer want you to contact me because he does not like it. What do you think about that?
But I don't think it's going to prove anything, Iowa. I don't think it's going to prove anything because... Why would you want to, let's say he bring her, she bring him to him? What is he going to do? Nobody don't know. Is he going to fight with him? Like, sometimes being face-to-face with somebody, you know, that slept with your girlfriend, you just want to retaliate. You just want to, like, okay, but you know, you want to hit that person. So I don't know if it's going to prove anything. I don't think she should do it. I just think the two of them need to take time out, especially her. She needs to figure out whether I want to be with that person still, because leaving somebody and then going back and sleep with him, that doesn't say that you left them. I know she said she's trying to do everything to make up for what she did, but I don't know. What if she go there again? She's close with his family.
In the back of her current boyfriend,
would be that, okay, if she go back there again, regardless of if she show him to her current boyfriend, when she goes back there, what is going to happen? Is she going to be in an awkward position again? Where are they going to sleep together again? And then come home and apologize again? That doesn't make any sense. So I think she just needs to figure out, okay, do I want to be with my ex or do I want to be with this guy? And the new guy should say, you know what? I don't think I want to tolerate that. Because in the back of my mind, I would think that, okay, if she's always going to his family house and they love her so much, will she end up doing it again? So I don't know. I don't think she should bring him there. And I just think they should not be together. Because she's not ready for a new relationship.
All right, Connor, thank you very much for your contribution. You've been awesome. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we read the letter one more time and we continue to take your calls. Letter on RCI is made possible by Fruitsy Seymour's and Access.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy
Seymour's? My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's?
Boy, that Seymour's makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy Seymour's? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy Seymour's is full of natural goodness your body needs. Seymour's is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Seymour's is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy Seymour's, you know what they say.
Calling all ladies and kids. Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashree's brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashree's brand for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
For remaining with us, welcome back. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Read the Letla one more time, and then we continue to take your calls at 4523046. 4523046. That is 1-758-452-3046. And first time callers, those of you listening and you're wondering whether or not you should call, and after you see you, stop that. Just call us at 4523046. We want to hear your opinion. We want to hear from you. Now, here's the letter. Okay? When we finish reading the letter, we reopen the lines at 4523046. I had a little moment of weakness. It's about 5 months into my new relationship. I knew my boyfriend long before, but it's almost 5 years since we've been living together. My boyfriend is a very caring person, but of late, his behavior has me thinking, is this what I want? I'm finding out now that he can be very controlling. I slept with my ex. and I am not too happy that I did. My ex and I spent 7 years together. I went to do something for his mom, with whom I am still very close, and it happened. I was in familiar territory, so I felt it difficult to resist. I used to be there almost every day. So it happened. And I have regretted it, because even if my ex says he still loved me, I don't trust him.
Wow.
He used to sleep around to the point where he got this other girl pregnant. I was so mad at him that I'd mash me up. And that girl used to rub that pregnancy in my face. She was all over social media talking about her baby and her baby daddy. She had even posted a picture of him at one time. And she knew my ex was in a relationship with me at the time. What up, girls? I just couldn't deal with it. I did not want to be around him, so I left. However, my present boyfriend is not letting it go. I've apologized for what happened, but that is not enough for him. Although I was the one who told him that I had slept with my ex, I didn't want him to find out from anyone else. Then he tried to tell me that he already knew and he was monitoring me, which I don't believe. After I told him, things have not been the same, making me regret that I said anything to him. Since he said he already knew, I should have kept my mouth shut. Well, Akola said that. I tried to do things to show him that I am willing to make it right. Like currently, I have cut back on my social life. I don't go out as much. I mean, I want him to see that I am really sorry so we can move on. But I was on my phone talking to a friend and he got really upset that he was calling me and I didn't take him on. But it was the way he was calling me, like I'm his child. I find he was disrespectful. Then he kept accusing me of talking to my man. He tried to grab my phone because he wanted to talk to the person to see who it was. I'm trying, but I don't know how much more I can take. The thing is, I could have given him the phone because it was a girlfriend. But then we got into this argument and he kept accusing me about his man. I talking to man you have, man. I was actually talking to my ex's sister, but he was behaving like a tut-tut. Why is he shouting at me? And my boyfriend wants me to bring him at my ex home. And then for me to tell my ex in front of him to stop calling or texting me. I could not believe what I heard. I mean, how can he ask me to do something like that? Just so, the truth is, my ex is still my friend. You see, that's the problem, my girl? Mm-hmm. I see problem. That's why you have all the problems in the world. His sister, his mother, and I have a solid relationship. These people have done nothing wrong. I mean, why? I think it is embarrassing to bring my boyfriend to my ex's home and tell my ex to stop contacting me. I think my boyfriend has a serious problem. No, my girl. As it stands, my ex hardly contacts me. He says hi to check on me every now and then, but that is it. You see the problem again, Sifo? The ex says hi to check on me every now and then. You see, Tiba?
Yeah, my friend doesn't have a problem, eh?
Eddie, next line. It is bothering me that my boyfriend is asking me to bring him at my ex's home. Well, if I love him, I won't have a problem to do it. I have given this so much thought. I have cried so much. And there is so much I have done just to please him. But tell me, is this really necessary? If I do it, will he stop? I just want things to go back to normal so we can live peacefully. My best friend told me to leave him. Is that what's best for me? Should I leave him? Will he ever forgive me and forget about it? Will he? Let's go back to the phone. 4523046. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Letla. You're on the air.
Yeah, I am.
Yo.
What that girl say in the letter, the ex cheat on her. Endless in these 7 years, even get another
girl pregnant.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that same fella she with now there for 5 months.
5 months.
You ever feel she give that fella all them story about what the ex do her?
Well,
you just, that man probably sit down and listen to her. Oh, my ex do me this, my ex do me that.
Yes.
And you go at the ex home, you sleep with him. Iowa, how you go stay?
Yeah, difficulty, man.
Yeah, that's
very difficult.
Made us suggest, you know, tell the girl, it happened, we just to get a little 5 months. Then people can't love each other so much in that 5 months.
Kola,
end it? Yeah.
Kola, you too, you ever forgive her and try to work things out?
I will forgive her, but the same way she says she couldn't trust her ex because of all the cheating, so she leave. I wouldn't be able to trust her, so I would leave.
So, no, the question is, won't you try, make an effort to work it out? No, immediately you would consider that relationship over.
Maybe not immediately, but here at Iowa,
yeah.
You see, she said something in the letter about, what was it, boy? She mentioned a thing in the letter.
About what?
But, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. I there with you.
The way I see it, the girl do what she do, that girl still love her ex.
I think so.
You check it?
I think so too.
Because 7 years the man on you, get another girl pregnant. You check? You and the ex-sister is still good friends.
Well, they say best friends, eh?
Even worse. Iowa, you and the ex-sister is friends. The ex-mother, you're so close. She calling you to do things for her at her home.
Let that girl go by the people.
Yeah, difficult.
Big up to the neighbor girl.
But you know, is the ex-icy problem there? The ex-icy problem, eh?
The boyfriend have his issues because to begin with, you have nothing telling the girl, bring you out the ex home.
Yeah, that's Babs.
Better that girl go and meet them people.
But what I was trying to say, that she should try to introduce the man, Gaza. Tell the man, look, if that is what the boyfriend wants, to be at peace, tell the ex, Gaza, oi, you need to stop calling me, that is my boyfriend, eh? Rankin, you have respect for me, don't call me again.
Yeah, now,
Something to that effect.
But if they do that, right, to begin with, that is if the ex are trying to fight me, another man coming in my yard.
Jeez, boy, this
is you check. But let's say they do that. The man call out, listen. The girl say, that's my man. Stop texting me. Stop calling me.
Right.
Iowa mate will still think every time he see the girl on the phone, he's
sure,
another man.
When he's talking to. Yes, that's the thing.
So it's best when people just end up. It ain't gonna work out.
So, Kola, you're still saying as men, we're not forgiving. We will not forgive if our lady, the lady in our lives... Yeah, my brother.
I would forgive.
You can forget.
I will forget. You know what I'm making it bad? If the girl had cheated with another fella, that would have been acceptable.
But not the ex.
The ex, you say that on you so much. You sleep with him again, that's the problem.
I see the point you're making.
Share over the ex yet.
Yeah.
Maybe. So it's best she just tell the fella, 5 years we together, I cheat on you already, we should just end it by going back with my ex.
Well, she should listen to her best friend.
All right, fellas, thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I was.
Yeah, man, blessings. 4523046 is the number to call. Now, you know, I'm trying to gauge, or I don't know if gauge is the word, or weigh. I don't know if weigh is the word. I'm trying to decide, based on the calls that we're getting, whether or not the fellas are forgiving. Whether or not the fellas will forgive their women if the women happen to cheat on them. And so far, is that good, huh? It is not good. Good afternoon. Let Leonard CI, you are on the air.
T-Man CI.
Hey!
Listen, let me start with a disclaimer that I don't condone cheating.
All right.
However, it is absolutely amazing to see how the fellas today call in your show. Leave her. Now, because tables turn, okay, a woman that cheats, so leave her, all of y'all, leave her.
But I surprise, you hear me?
But listen, I understand, because for men cheat, it's not emotional, it is strictly physical. Women cheat,
Kola,
and cheat on an emotional level.
Kola, wait, I want you to explain that, I mean, I hear that very often. But I don't mind you. I hope you don't mind explaining.
No.
Go ahead, Kola.
fellas, it, when fellas cheat, it's a physical thing. They're attracted to a woman, she willing to pass it, they take in. Okay, they will not say no. Oh. I'm not saying it's all guys. Generally, they don't need to feel anything for this girl but an attraction. Okay? Because some fellas have styles, some don't care. When a woman decides she's cheating... Sorry?
I know that.
Now I know that. I have a lot of male friends. When a female cheats, she cheats because there's some... She has... When she eventually does it, there's an emotional attachment.
Okay.
And that's the reason why men cannot forgive when a woman cheats.
Hold on, wait. What is that? When there's an emotional attachment, what do you mean?
You have to like him in some way, and it's more than physical. Something about him. You know, whether it's you have a bad boy attitude, there must be that emotional attachment to that individual for to sleep with. Now, we're moving into a time where girls don't even need that no more. You understand?
Hmm?
No, yeah, we are. We're moving into a time that girls don't need that anymore. They'll do their thing for other reasons, right? For whatever it is they can get and what have you. And now to each his own, I'm not here to judge anybody, but I'm just telling you, how it has been. It's been a case where a man can sleep with that one, then now 2 hours later do another one. They don't have, he has no attachment and still go back to his girl, and this is the woman that he loves, right? He can get his cut and he move on. He don't have to, he doesn't care about her no more, right?
Okay.
Unless it becomes a side piece thing. But with a woman is different. She had to talk to you, she's talking to you for a while now. Something about you, you funny, you this, whatever it may be. So then when she does cheat, there's an emotional aspect to it. And so that's why you guys are not forgiving of that. And a lot of men and women know this.
So, Kwana, what else happens as a result of that emotional attachment? What? The relationship?
It comes with a lack of something. It comes back to a lack of something, right? The only reason you entertain anybody else is because something is missing. If you get in what you generally need to be content and happy where you are, you don't look out. You don't look elsewhere. You have a car that's functioning well. It's comfortable. It's working. It's good on gas. Everything. Tell me if you're going to go car shopping.
But it's not new.
You hear where we come from, eh? You as a guy.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you, right? If you have, it could, let's put a brand new on it. Put brand new on it. You have a brand new car. Mm-hmm. Everything works fine. It's exactly what it is that you've wanted, right? You bought that car brand new. You've had it now for 4 years. There are nothing wrong with it. It's working fine. You're not looking elsewhere. It's when it starts to give you problems, no matter what it is.
I see what you're saying.
You start to look. Your interest is now piqued. You understand?
I see what you're saying.
Or you get bored of the new car. For y'all, that's what it is. You see somebody here, you like them. They don't have that connection. But then with a girl, right? And it's different with a female. With a female, when that starts to happen, then it's he not staying home, or he not paying her attention, or quote-unquote the nagging that she does about something that he's doing that's bothering her isn't being... resolved, right? Mm. And so the attention turns to somebody else. So instead of addressing what's happening, you start looking elsewhere where that void can be filled. You get me? So I was saying all of that to say that I understand why this guy is not letting go of the fact that she cheated. Oh. And like your previous caller said, she did it with somebody that she had history with, even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So she had a moment of weakness, like we all do, right?
Yes,
you included.
All right. Well,
but it takes willpower. It takes strength. You understand? For you to walk away from situations.
Kwana, I have a quick question for you. If he wants her, and if he thinks that it will make the situation or the relationship better, shouldn't she do it? He wants her to bring him to the guy, and in front of the guy, look, saying, let me tell you something, you need to stop talking to me, also. Don't call me, you know, stop texting me, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't she do it?
Of course, if that's somebody she sees she wants to be with. No, I think she should 100%. You need to do what's necessary to make the person feel secure, especially if you created the insecurity. Right. If you come with your insecurity, that's different. That's an expectation you should never put on somebody. Wow. But if you've created an insecurity, it is your responsibility to rectify that insecurity that you have created.
And even better, if you want the person and you want the relationship.
Exactly. You need to do it. It is very important. Because moving forward, again, like your caller rightly said, it is going to be a problem. Every time she's on the phone, or not even on the phone, but every time she takes a phone call and she feels a need to, for privacy of that, and it could be anybody that calling, at the first place his mind will go is she's talking to her next man.
Boy, caller, so you are agreeing that she should do whatever it takes to make the man feel secure, to make the man feel like,
if look, she thinks that is a relationship that is worth being in. Right. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Right. Because one of your callers said 5 months is a little time. Listen, a lot can happen in 5 months when you meet the right person.
Right.
Okay? So time does not indicate whether somebody is right for you. But I think it lies on what it is that you require from a partner to be happy. You understand? And once people start shedding that first layer of their face, and you start seeing who they really are. Mm-hmm. If that's who you like, then clearly that's not who she likes, because she's saying that the guy is becoming controlling. So again, mm-hmm. he's starting to shed his first layer of skin and showing who he really is.
But so, you can't blame him. You know, he's hurting, eh?
I'm not telling you no. I'm not saying no. You understand? But again, it's something that she needs to address. And if he is saying that this is what he needs in order for him to move on and feel secure, she should consider doing that if that's a relationship that she wants. Because she cannot do what she thinks is necessary to make him feel secure. She's not the one on the other end of it.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. So she has to pay attention. But if it's not the case, then walk away, heal, walk away. Yeah. People need to stop doing that to people. People have to understand that it is not a robot on the other end, and especially for guys. It's true. It's already so difficult for guys to show emotion, and then when you see you add damage like that, it makes it worse. They don't want to open up. They don't want to talk about it. And so we have to learn to walk away from situations or create a safe space for our partners to be able to come and talk to us and open up. They've had a hard day. It's something at least you have to be the one that he can at least open up to, for heaven's sake, because who else?
Oh, God, I love that contribution there, man.
Yeah.
Oh, hugs. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. And writer, let me just add, let me go further and say, from now on, you answer in the phone. Put the phone on speaker. Let the man hear who you talking to, boy. From when you never answer the phone if it's not on speaker, boy.
Yeah.
Sifa? Huh? You hear me?
Yeah.
Don't let him tell you or ask you who you talking to. Let me get him on, try and grab your phone. Nah! Put the phone on speaker every time you answer. Once the phone ring, put it on speaker. So he hear him. Hey! Mommy! Hey! Or the co-worker, hey! So-and-so, hey, I was home today. So he could hear. So you could build back the trust.
Yeah.
Build back the trust. Let's go back to the phone. Thank you for waiting, caller. Good afternoon, you're on the air. Letla, on RCI.
Good afternoon, Iwa.
My brother, what you say, that man?
I never did anything, eh? You see, that man's about to just call his losses. 5 months. He could cover that losses, because at the end of the day, he will not trust that woman again. And she's still in love with a man, she will always go back to him anytime. Because as long as she go by the mother, everything's finished. So at 5 months, it's better he count it out now than later down the line. He might have been some grammar zone or something.
Kola. You said once she go by the mother, that's it?
That's it. Because if you best friend the mother and the sister, that means to say, when you home, you home me. If she tell him she going by her ex mother, one time the man feel already, boy, something have to happen. Eh? Because they are best friends, they talk and everything, so something must happen. So for that one, that man's supposed to just say, well, you see that? I just 5 months old. Let me just cut my losses from there, bad now.
But listen to me, Aquila. 5 months in relationship, new, sir. That's when you're just loving your girlie, or you're learning to love your partner, you know, sir. So you just saying, forget about her, forgive up,
yeah, man.
Give up on
her. You see, if I spend the money already, and I do all that already, can I just cut my losses? Because I will not trust you, because every time you go by your ex-mother, I will always believe you will be there. Your sister there, everybody there, everybody like you. I always believe something will happen, will pass. Even though you don't, even though them in the past, man wasn't there, I will never believe it. So just to avoid all that, partner, just come to your losses, take your goodwill now, then too late.
Forget about that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, my brother. Another guy. 4523046 is the number to call. We really want to hear from you. Eh? Remember, we appreciate your contribution. You too, we want to hear what's on your mind. Another guy just called and said, nah, Ronkin. We are taking it back. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you on the air.
Hi,
caller. You on the air.
I have a serious problem. Because I find all of the men on that calling today. All of them.
They will not forgive you. They will not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know how much of these men giving women all.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Nobody business.
We don't know that.
That's all I wanted to say.
I know.
I just needed to call to express that.
Yeah. Okay, caller. I understand. Thank you very much for your contribution. Yeah. And the guys are saying, boy, look, Ronkin, no. And I wonder why. I wonder why. Is it because us men, we love deeper? Huh? Is it because when we have chosen you, we really do not want to share you with anybody else? It is you and you alone. You are that special one.
Right.
You are the chosen one. Good afternoon. Let Lana and CI, you are on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey!
Iowa, you see how the men know their warfare? They want to leave. But when it is us women, we have to give chances after chances after chances.
Yeah, but caller, at least four. At least four.
At least four?
Yeah, four.
You can say that they see four?
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
You see how the men know their worth. Now, that woman self, the men have a whole child on your head. You still go in there and sleep with him according to your family? She should go back and be a stepmother.
You see, that's extra chances again, eh? That is even more chances she gave the ex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Connor, what are you saying? Should she bring the boyfriend to the ex? Should she leave? Should she forget
that
about it?
That can be done over a phone call, Iowa. But since he wants to see his competition, she should do it. Because not there he wants to go.
What do you mean that can be done over a phone call?
Yes, I could call him over the phone and you know you can tell him, I call my woman again, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to bring you there to see the... Why are you doing that for?
Yeah, but it's a relationship you want to save.
No. 5 months, we can end that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we can end that. Let bygones be bygones and go our separate ways. Because it's downhill, that relationship going anyway. Because what was she missing so much for to go and sleep with the ex? That's one question I want to ask her.
Mm-hmm. She said it just happened, right? She was
it just
there.
Happened, eh?
She was there.
Weakness.
What was the step moment finishing that?
Weakness.
Team RCI.
Hey.
Call her before you call her.
Wow, she had to
yeah. Yeah. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, fellas, us men, we don't tolerate that kind of cheating thing and you all look on the papi show or something. That's the message. And remember, and look, the message is clear. I am not sure whether or not that is indicative of what really happens, especially on a small island like St. Lucia. I don't know whether or not there are guys who actually forgive their women who do that sort of thing. But hey, according to the Letla talk show, because we are tolerating Papi Show, while we expect at least 4 to 5 chances, you know, from the opposite sex, you know, from the ladies and them. We are giving you all no chance. None. And, you know, and according to the fellas, the reason for that is, you know, we visualize and we see all kind of things that has happened. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. You're coming in a bit muffled.
Yes. I think this girl has a problem. She's not over the ex.
She's not.
She's not over the ex.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you friends with the murder, I don't have a problem with you being friends with the murder and the sister.
Right.
Right? And you always had to be home. Right? And the ex scene, every time you go there, that ex scene, that's a chance for me to take what I used to have, seeing you as a boy. My mother and my sister, not your family. What you always do. So if I want to, I take it. Right?
Wow. So
that's what you say to realize. I was with you. You got somebody else pregnant. That's a lot of guilt. That's a lot of pain. That girl probably with him out of, I don't even know, but she was, that's a risk and that's a pain, because you still have a whole child on my head and I still speak with you. That girl was not over him.
She's not.
She left because, mother?
Go ahead, Cora. Go ahead.
Yes, that girl was hurt and she stayed with him through it. She said it just happened, but something had to happen within her to make her sleep, or she's just weak. Right?
Right.
Because if it was me, I have my new guy.
Yes.
I go in by the sister. I cut him, silent him.
Yes, that took him.
Play like, you know, do something, but she's a weak vessel.
Yeah, make the man drop you there. Make the boyfriend drop you there. Tell him wait for you. Come and sit up in the balcony.
But pardon?
Yeah, I'm saying you correct Kora. Bring the new boyfriend there too when you go in.
No, I'm not bringing no new boyfriend.
you. Hello. Hello?
Something happened here.
Oh boy, yeah, that's what happened here. We lost that caller. Yeah, but that's a caller. You see a caller, you see. But that's a good idea. If you're going over there, bring the new boyfriend. If you're going to do something for the mother, have the boyfriend wait for you. Try not to be too long so you don't get impatient. You know, and he starts to argue because we're kind of tatty boyfriend now. You know, bring the man. That's a great idea. That's a fabulous idea. What you need to know to do, sorry, caller, writer, is to build back the
trust.
Yeah, that's make the man feel. Yeah, you know, that's what he wants. That's what he wants. That's why he wants you to bring him in front of the boyfriend and thing the ex boyfriend again, miss. Yeah. I know how men want to. Some fellas want some weird things, boy. You know, but then again. At this caller who agreed with me, if that's what he wants, you know, to make him feel better, you know, to build back the trust, to make him feel like, hey, okay, she's really trying, why not do it? Why not? I was saying earlier, bring the man, say, hey, let me tell you, see, for our listeners,
right.
If I was in and if that is why he wants, Gasa, real, do that. The man, do that. I mean, why? I'm just saying, I wouldn't mind that. Let me tell you something. Rankin is the man now. Rankin is my boyfriend. Rankin is the one. I am living with him. Rankin has been with me for 2 months, 3 months, whatever. That is the man. And you see you, I'm telling you right now, in front, stop. Stop it. Don't. You know, yeah. Women with friends and so on. But come on, guys. She can do that for the man. Thank you for holding. Lekla, you on the air.
I have a golden dragon again.
Yeah, my brother.
Let me tell you something. You see this thing about bring the guy to meet the ex? I mean, imagine you the guy, and when you reach there, you see a big 7 feet, 2 feet, massive biceps.
Well, I go in.
Massive
in
chest.
I go in. I said, babes, let's go in.
I want, boy, there's a big risk you're taking.
I said, hey, babe, There's not even babes there. Now, mind you, she has stayed there.
That's a bad idea from the start.
I am not one who is confrontation. I want to see myself. I really care
about it.
So go your way. If that's what you want to do,
yeah,
do.
Man. Yeah. I want to see my competition, man.
Yeah. And I'm caller. And it is clear, it is evident based on the calls that we're getting. All the fellas, you guys, sir.
Yeah, man.
All the fellas, how are ranking? We are doing that probably soon.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah. Yeah, there was not one guy. There was a guy who said, yeah, Rankin, I can forgive. Hey, how we put it? I can forgive. I can't forget that Rankin. She have to go. She has to go. I was like, what, boy? And this lady called out who said, you see, guys really know their worth, eh? And that is true, you know. I guess we hurt more. You know, we feel a deeper pain. We feel the pain for longer. That's it for?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it seemed like. The fellas are unforgiving. Fellas say, awa Rankin. Awa. And that is something maybe, fellas, your guys, some of you may need to call me and really explain to me. You know, a guy said, boy, Rankin. I mean, that's what you've seen, boy. Imagine every time you see the girl, boy, you've seen that man, boy, Rankin. That man, you have a girl, so and so and so. Is it really what it is? Huh? Or is it that we've placed that woman in our lives at such a high level, you know? Put her on that platform, on that pedestal. That is the one we have chosen. That is the woman of the house. And then she steps out. Why? And the corner said, as guys, we are able to do our thing, you know, separate our feelings, we again attach. We see something we like, we want it, we just go after it, and then after that, that is it, you know. She also went as far as saying the ladies these days are capable of doing that exact thing. And they may have their reasons, their specific reasons for doing it, you know. But fellas ain't on that. Fellas, we not on that, you know. We will not forgive you, ladies. Well, I hope, you know, ladies, you learn from that. So don't step out on your boyfriend. You should not. And I just want to say to the partner, if you just happen to be listening to this afternoon's letter that your girlfriend of 5 months I've written, partner, don't play no games thing. I said, what do you want to go and see, man? And you want to go. I said, if you decide to forgive the girl and move on,
do so.
Yeah, do so. I said, quarrel and you want to be in phone and you want to know this. Come on, some fellas. You know, do like the callers this afternoon. The callers, they have said that, look, hey, they will forgive you, but you have to go. You have to go. They will let you go. But if you decide to keep the lady in your life, because you don't keep the woman life miserable. Guys. You see, what's that? You want to see phone, you want her to bring you in front of ex-man and all kind of thing. And come on, man. Come on. Don't do that. It's either you just let her go. No games. You really need to stop playing games in them relationships with new people. No games, man. It ends in catastrophe. I'm telling you. Somebody getting hurt. It ends badly, people.
Yep.
Ends badly, all these games and things. So, partner, if you're listening, you decide, boy, you want to forgive your girl and make things. Just do that. Make up your mind, bruh. Or just move. Leave her alone. Let her be. All right? Anything else you want to add, C4?
Well, I believe you have touched on all the points, the key points in the situation. I mean, then again, if she is someone who's willing to save the relationship, then...
She doing it, she have to do it.
Well, she'll do what it takes.
Do what it takes, meaning bring the man in front of the ex.
I
ought to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I guess it's he. Well, he asked for it, so I guess then... if she's willing to save a relationship, then I guess then.
Now, let me just speak to another point quickly. Fellas, if the lady is truly sorry, I know how y'all feel, you've made it clear. But if the lady is truly sorry, and she's demonstrating that, look, man, I really want to make it work. Without all them bugger ex and family and all them things, you know? Why not forgive her? I say, yes, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, fellas, yes. And
brutally, huh? Why not forgive your lady? Listen, any lady see on letter, very often you hear things like, Iowa will give you all a chance. Iowa. We will give some of the ladies, they say on letter, eh? Right. Three. We give you all three chances. I find them one breath.
Three chances.
We'll give you all some chances, I will. Be we'll smart. Give you all three chances. But what I give it? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, fellas, we are giving nothing. Because your lady comes to you. You didn't find out. She came to you on her own. You know, she said to you, babes, I did something. I know you're going to like it. I don't know whatever. Really, let's come and see the thing. You know? I want you to forgive me because I am sorry. Nothing. Fellas say, how I? See for? Boy, nah, that ain't good, fellas. That ain't good. I mean, that ain't good, you know, but... Hey. I know it's difficult. I know it can be a hard thing, boy. Hard pill to swallow. You know, but she's genuinely sorry and she's showing you, Gasa. And she's sorry. She did it and she's in pain. You know, she regrets. A moment of weakness. And she comes here and she says, babe, I want you to forgive me. Please, please forgive me. No. Mama. Yes, Gasa. Only fellas say no. See, boy, you two say no.
Oh, it depends.
On what?
It depends on how strong the relationship is between me and that person, and you know. Yeah.
If I not say anything, I go work, Gasa.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I may forgive you, but the trust will not be the same.
Bear, so if I go work, Gasa, see what the trust will not finish.
If they go be the same, finish, you know. Yeah. It's like you're just watching the relationship from afar. You're seeing what's going on. You check it.
Boy, what's your books are our?
No, but it will not be the same. It wouldn't. Listen, it wouldn't.
That letter have to go wrong in history, boy. It we wouldn't. Have the recordings.
It wouldn't.
Nah, the fellas say, boy, we give it a chance. Yeah. We wouldn't. Are giving you no chance in your lotty business. You are getting no.
It wouldn't.
Nothing. It go wouldn't. Your way, boy. Go I your mean, way. Go up. Chance. I mean,
to be honestly, they have guys that would do it, but the relationship wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't. Sometimes you may get a chance to maybe even step out to Gasa.
Yeah, but that's the ultimate relationship mashup from there.
Yeah.
They're going to work eventually, it's going to cross. See, boy. Well, that's how I. What's a book, sir? It's a book let last night. let me try and read something, boy. What? And then one says, boy, see, for say ranking, it depends on how strong the relationship is. But if the relationship is strong, there shouldn't be any cheating ranking. And this one reads, boy, ranking, let me tell you, I'm a first-time contributor. I have listened, and all the callers who called were quick to say, leave. Really? Really, callers? It is time we stop making excuses that men are allowed to cheat and women are not. But the women are not allowed, eh? Let me just say, women shouldn't cheat, eh?
None of them shouldn't.
That men love deeper and they visualize what went down. So don't women love and visualize, like, really? Stop that nonsense. Cheating is wrong on both sides. No one is entitled to cheat. Men don't love deeper or feel pain longer. The pain is just as bad for women. Men just think they can do anything and women must accept. But y'all do accept. Y'all accept. Well, some of y'all, eh?
Yeah, let's move on and without and we're still in the house. Right. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What are you doing, Siva?
Yeah, let's move on already and you're still in the house.
Yeah, they say that all the time. One they choose, women choose as well. Stop that nonsense of why men can cheat. It is wrong. Do not cheat. Anyone who has cheated on man or woman, leave. End of story. But it is not that simple, writer. It's not that simple. You know, it's not that simple. Don't mind fellas telling you, boy, they go move on thing kind of story. Yeah, they might eventually move on you. In fact, the fellas moving. Let me not make excuse there. The fellas moving on you. Right? Good afternoon, Ronkin. Good afternoon. That girl is wrong for sleeping with her ex. You're in familiar territory, please. And when your ex show up, you know how you feel towards him or how he still love you. He should just leave the place. Get away. Now she wants to call her current man controlling. She made him so. I'm sorry, she wrong for that. But she should not bring the man to her ex for no reason. It's just going to be little. It's just going to be little, the current boyfriend. It will not help the situation. The woman don't have to take the current boyfriend to the ex to fix the insecurity. Nah, she came, just stop talking. She came, just stop talking or communicating with the ex to fix her relationship. Or she can, maybe that's what it should be. And the current boyfriend is hurting. That's why he not thinking right. That's saying that boy fell as in pain, boy.
That's what we're in there.
To bring him to the ex and then make him look small. Don't do that. All right. And guys, good day. Good day, guys. The point is not whether the girl is right or wrong. She is wrong. She said she is and feels bad. The point is after knowing he chose to stay with her. He had the choice to leave because I would be understanding to my man if I did it and he left. But he stayed. And now he's just pestering the girl life. The girl could have gone to the ex house to please him, but secretly still contact the ex. Okay. She would have gone to the ex house just to please the man, and then behind him and back, still contact the ex.
Okay,
that's what she said.
Okay.
So that makes no sense to ask her to take him there. He will keep giving her problems because he never forgave her and never will. Writer, move on from both guys in this situation. That's what I think. Men can take on, but accept. Men can't take on, but expect women to be able to. That's why women should not tolerate cheating. But in all fairness, no one should cheat or tolerate cheating. Well, let me tell you, as the host of Letla, most of the ladies, if not all, and I understand that, and I really do understand. They say that they would give their guys a chance, and let me tell you. Writer, I will ask the question and I will ask them to be extreme. Well, most times they are honest. Letla callers are honest people and they will tell you, yes, I will give him a chance. Yes, In fact, I've done it on Letla.
Yeah.
And most of them have expressed that they will give the guy in their life a chance if this happens. 3, 4, 5. Some of them give so many chances after they've left, they go back. Like in this afternoon's letter, there's another chance to give the ex there again.
Yeah.
You see. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Writer, you're wrong. Just admit that. So you're in a relationship for 5 months and decide to sleep with the same person you left because you cheated. Shoopstan, girl. I'm so disappointed. Wow. Iowa, this lady is still tooting her ex. She's lying, Ronkin. The current boyfriend should get out. Very interesting. Very interesting text. This one reads, so, what you're saying? People can't make mistakes anymore? She confessed.
That's not a mistake, eh?
She apologized. She's working on doing right by him. Why hasn't he walked out from the relationship? Good question. Come on, people. I'm not condoning her behavior, but if he has to bring it all, or has to bring it up all the time, she might as well just leave him. She did say she was trying. She's trying everything, but our mate letting that go, boy. You know, mate letting that go. Folks, I want to thank you guys very much, because you guys have been awesome. Mate letla people, and those of y'all that listening and y'all thinking about whether y'all should call, y'all starting to dial, and then y'all see y'all, and let me tell you, y'all getting me vexed. You know? Yeah, you guys are getting me upset. You're listening and you want to call, but you're afraid. Let me tell y'all, they have nothing like being afraid on Letla, you know.
Yeah.
Letla is everybody's program. People, let me tell you, Come on, sir. I don't even know if I got a first-time caller. These callers, the voices, I don't. I think I did because some of them callers I make out. Thank you very much. Thank you, Marine. Thank you, C4. A big thank you to Fruit C and Access, our sponsors. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, callers, boy. Up to you, Apartan, man. Callers, thank you very much. The silent ones, you're special as well, boy. Those of you who listen everywhere on Parkway, I mean, special kind of people, you know. And we love you, all, eh? Boy. I love you, Luxy. Does somebody remind you of going through a situation in your life? Oh, man. Tell us, tell Iowa at rcisaidlucia.com so you could listen to us discuss your situation. And you could laugh at us too, sir, because some of us, we way off. Like I've been told, you're so wrong. One tell me one time, you're all so wrong, Iowa. You're so wrong. I listened to you all discuss. And you're always so wrong about, well, let us be wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you, people. Until next week, where's you?